Welcome back to Who's Talking? Jim Hobgood alongside Frank Maloney, and Michael Tusky is with us as well. We want to remind folks that we have a big show next week from Richmond BMW, a live remote. And appearing with us will be former Virginia wide receiver as well as Chicago Bear tight end Fontel Mines, and he'll be joined by another Hermitage athlete, Jameel Sewell. Both of them will be there in person, so bring your autograph pads or whatever.
Cameras.
And most of the people will be wanting Frank's autograph, but that's another issue. But there will be door prizes, good food and drink, and a special drawing for everyone that takes a test drive in a BMW that night. So that's next Wednesday, 6 to 8, although we'll be there before that, around 5:30 or so, at Richmond BMW on West Broad. Somebody asked me today, it's not the Midlothian location, it's the West Broad Street location of Richmond BMW.
Which is just past Parham going west.
Absolutely. I think we may have Chris Horn on the phone. Got him back tonight to talk a little more recruiting. And Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
I think Frank wants to start football tonight. He gave me that dictate during the break. So we'll get to basketball eventually, but we're starting with football.
Football, 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 Jim. This is a football show this time of the year. All right. Christopher, all right. What's happening in the world of college football recruiting as it relates to UVA?
Well, I guess at this point, it's kind of Virginia has 20 commitments, and actually 21 if you want to count Kyrell Latimer, who actually committed for the 2010 class. He's currently at Fork Union Military Academy, and he's a safety prospect. He's going to be there for a year, and if he does everything he's supposed to do, it sounds like he's on the road to get to Virginia as well. So 21 commitments right now. So really, Frank, they're really just in the stages of waiting for those top guys to commit. I don't see any imminent decisions coming up anytime soon. But certainly Virginia's trying to work those top guys and seeing if they can finish the class with a little cherry on top.
All right, so we're talking about folks like Dominique Terrell, Demetrius mm-hmm. Nicholson, Curtis Grant, Travis Hughes, Trey Edmonds. Who else?
Well, I think one name that you certainly, Jay Whitmire, I would certainly throw his name in there. He's an offensive tackle out of Alexandria, Virginia, T.C. Williams High School. Donovan Smith, offensive tackle we've talked about a few times on this show, out of Maryland. Virginia's still in the running with him. Darius Jennings out of the state of Maryland as well, who's a dynamic, phenomenal athlete as well. One name I wanted to touch on from what you from the list you just mentioned is Travis Hughes, who was really a player that Virginia really hasn't been strong on the radar with him, and Virginia still is trailing a few schools, most notably UNC, Virginia Tech, Maryland, right now. But he's a talented linebacker out of the Virginia Beach area. Excuse me. And he's a guy that recently listed Virginia again. He's thinking about taking a visit there next month. So if they can get him on grounds for a visit, who knows? And he's certainly one of the top linebackers in the state. You have Curtis Grant, no doubt, as the top guy, but certainly Travis is very, very good in his own right, and you can certainly see that by the offers he has. He's got offers from all across the country as well, such as Southern Cal and Virginia Tech and, of course, UVA and UNC and a lot of top programs.
Chris, we got to take the bottom of the hour break. We'd like you to hang with us and talk a little more about football and basketball when we come back after the break. For the listeners out there, 345-0910, you got a real recruiting guru here. So if you have any questions about any of the verbal commitments we've already received or any of the guys that are still out there on the radar, this is the guy to ask. So call in if you wish. But we'll be back after these messages with the Sabres, Chris Horn.
You're listening to Who's Talking? This is Frank Maloney with trusty co-host Jim Hobgood and our sidekick Michael Tusky. We've been talking with Chris Horn of the Sabre a little bit about recruiting. Christopher, are you still there?
I'm still here. Thank you.
I can't believe it. All right. The technology is working tonight. All right. Local UVA verbal commitments. Kevin Green, Anthony Harris, Thompson Brown, Diamante Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Any news on those youngsters and how they're doing this year?
Well, I think all four are doing very well so far this year. I believe actually all four their respective teams are undefeated, and certainly all four very talented prospects. And I know coming into this recruiting class, Coach London was pretty pretty adamant and upfront about saying that he wanted to recruit the state of Virginia, and certainly Central Virginia has a lot of talented prospects. You've already mentioned a few. Curtis Grant, obviously, is one they love to get as well. Diamante Bailey comes from that same Hermitage program where you already referenced Fontel Mines and Jameel Sewell, so it's got a track record of producing those types of players, and certainly a good pipeline school that Virginia would love to get started in. Anthony Harris really is one of my favorite players. Of course, I graduated from L.C. Byrd, so maybe a little biased there, but I have to say that he's a versatile prospect. He's 6'2", 6'3". He plays quarterback. He's the shutdown cornerback on defense. He does everything, really, for the Skyhawks. He's going to play, sounds like, defensive back at University of Virginia once he gets there, but a guy that can do it all and a real leader for his team. And I would have to say Kevin Green out of Petersburg is one of the more intriguing prospects. He's a pretty dynamic quarterback for Petersburg. He's got the size, though, that he could play safety or linebacker. He's about 6'2", 205. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him get a shot at quarterback as well. And he's a guy that, as I mentioned, makes a lot of plays, led Petersburg to the playoff last year and actually got a pretty clutch playoff win. And they're doing well this year with a 2-0 start. So a lot of talented guys in the Central Virginia area that Virginia's been able to score so far.
Chris, I think we have a caller, Bill, on the line. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead. A question for Chris Horn, the Sabre recruiting analyst.
Chris.
Yes.
Today I was just surfing, I think, the Sabre, and I noticed that, and I don't know how much to put into this, that a kicker, a place kicker, was close to verbal and to Virginia. Are you aware of him?
I know what you're referencing. I believe Ian Fry
out of
Bristol, Virginia. Yeah, a talented kicker, certainly punter, place kicker. I haven't heard anything in terms of a verbal commitment. He may be a guy that's on the radar as a possible recruited walk-on. He was a guy certainly I was hoping to follow up with soon, but he may be a guy that's on the radar as a recruited walk-on since Virginia doesn't have too many scholarships left to give. And I know they have some talented kickers in the program, younger kickers, especially a place kicker in the program already. So in terms of a scholarship guy, I'm not sure if he's a guy that may be on that radar, but he could be a recruited walk-on to keep an eye on. But as I mentioned, I'm hoping to have more on him pretty soon.
Well, he's a soccer player also, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. So he's certainly got the kicking background and has got a lot of talent. As I mentioned, he's a punter and place kicker as well, so he can bring that versatility as well. If Virginia is in need of one over the other, he could certainly bring the other to the table.
And I heard he's willing to work the concession stands at halftime.
And, Chris, I didn't realize you were from L.C. Byrd. That's been a good pipeline for Virginia over the years.
Oh, not yeah. Jason Snelling, of course, did very well.
Mike Battle.
The Falcons. Yeah, exactly. Merrill Robertson. So, yeah, Virginia.
The Carroll kid, Linwood Carroll, I think. And Mike Williams years ago was from Byrd.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I think, those guys were maybe a little bit past their
career. They predate Chris.
They don't predate me, but it's a good show, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for your question.
Thank you, Billy.
All right, I got a question for you there, Christopher. Quinta Funderburk down in Chesapeake, keeper of a 4.5 40 time.
Right.
Wondering, where does he stand these days? Because I remember reading something somewhere where he made the comment that he was going to take a look at Virginia because of what David Watford's decision to go to UVA.
Well, as far as he's a guy, and I mentioned earlier talking about Travis Hughes, a guy that Virginia really hasn't been strong on the radar with him. I haven't honestly followed up with him recently just because Virginia really hasn't seemed to be strongly in the picture. Although there are kind of a lot of guys like that. You mentioned David Watford, Clifton Richardson, those guys out of the Tidewater area. A lot of them know each other, and there a lot of them are good friends, or at least friends, and kind of know of each other. And, you know, I think Virginia getting off to a good start so far this season and showing well has kind of opened some eyes and really gotten some creating some excitement and some legitimacy for certainly Coach London's program. So it certainly wouldn't be a shock to see, to see something like that happen. I still think it's a long shot. I would characterize that as a long shot. There are a few other wide receiver prospects. Dimitri Knowles, who's a kid out of Liberty Christian Academy in Lynchburg, that Virginia's I probably has a better shot with, honestly. But I think it certainly wouldn't surprise me to see that happen, just given just some of the relationships in that Tidewater area.
Chris, Frank, do you have a quick follow-up? I was going to say, Frank has given me permission to ask a basketball question. You know, I always have to get his permission. But I guess just within the last week, I think since last week, Tony Bennett has gotten another verbal commitment basketball-wise from Darian Atkins from Bethesda, Maryland. Tell the listeners a little bit about him.
Right, we spoke about him last week, and he did verbally commit to the UVA over Notre Dame. He's a 6'8", 210-pound power forward, so he's a guy that needs to add some strength, and he needs to. But of course, a lot of these young guys need to add strength when they get to the college level. But he's a really athletic front court player. He's known for his shot blocking, rebounding ability. I had a chance to speak with him a little bit about his decision, and he was. And what has been a common theme with Coach Bennett and his recruiting is that he seems to connect to a lot of players really, really well. And I think Darion's quote to me was that the first time he met him, he just clicked with Coach Bennett, and that he was, real from head to toe. He just kind of got that feeling. And I think Coach Bennett has earned the nickname of the closer on thesaber.com there. So Virginia, I think, has room to be excited. It seems like Virginia's got a good staff, a good recruiting staff, and certainly the head coach relates well to these players. And Darion's an excellent pickup, especially on the defensive side, and a guy that they're going to have to work on his offensive abilities. His defense is a little bit ahead of that, but certainly a good get to score him over Notre Dame and several other Division I offers.
Well, let me just ask you a follow-up question.
Sure.
Obviously, Coach Bennett has 6 first-year scholarship players on campus right now. He's got 3 commitments for next year. That's 9. You only can have 13 scholarships at a given 4-year period, so that means 4 scholarships available either for an additional kid this year or 4 over the next 2 years. How do you see that playing out?
I would say if they can get one more a real post guy that they like a lot, I'm talking power forward or center type of guy, because I think they could still use some depth in those areas. If they can do that in this class, I think they would go for one more. Otherwise, I could easily see them sticking at 3 and just kind of holding off on the next class, which I know it seems like they've been quite active on the 2012 front. So I think, and especially with in this class, I think they have 2 talented perimeter guys, and then adding Darion as a talented front court player. As I mentioned, I think they could. I could easily see them just holding on to that scholarship for next year.
Christopher, it's been great having you on the show again. As always, excellent insights and the latest news. And we're looking forward to you joining us next week when we have the live remote at Richmond BMW coming on air and giving us even more insights. As usual, the Sabre is right on top of everything. And thank you for your input tonight, and we will talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to turn to our buddy Michael Tusky here to give us further insights as to the Olympic sports updates and scores, news, all that good thing. Go ahead.
Well, the only fall sporting team that is still undefeated is our field hockey team. And, guys, I think we might make a run at the national championship this year. We're 7-0, and we're ranked 3 in the country. They shut out Lafayette College from Easton, Pennsylvania, 4-0. Junior Paige Selinsky scored twice, while Ellie Buckley and Michelle Batiste each scored 1 goal. The team heads north to open ACC play at Boston College on Friday at 4 p.m., and they play at Cornell on Sunday at noon. The volleyball team has not been doing well of late. They dropped a 5-set match to rival Virginia Tech on Friday night in the Marriott Cavalier Classic. Losing to the Hokies always hurts. Thankfully, the team rebounded on Saturday and beat George Mason 3-0. The Cavaliers are now 6-5 for the season. And something our fans might want to check out this weekend prior to the football game, the UVA men's tennis team hosts the UVA Ranked Plus One Invitational on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Snyder Tennis Center next to Memorial Gymnasium. Play begins at 9 a.m., so it would be great to stop by before the game. And, Frank, correct me if I'm wrong, I think tennis matches are free?
Yes, and very well attended. In fact, the University of Virginia led the nation last year in attendance at their home tennis matches.
If you don't sell tickets, how do you know how many people were there?
They got somebody with a clicker.
Oh, okay.
He's walking around.
I'm just asking.
I wanted to
make sure we're legitimate here.
Hey, Brian Boland, give him some love, man.
Absolutely.
We love that guy.
Done also, a fabulous job.
One thing that we have not mentioned, the University of Virginia's baseball team hosts, I believe, a free game against the Ontario
Blue Jays. Friday night
up there at Davenport Field, and that might be a lot of fun for those of you that might go up early and sneak a little golf in at Farmington or something in the afternoon, but go over that night and
make it a weekend package.
You can't beat it. All right, looking at the ACC schedule.
I think your Miami Hurricanes have a big game tomorrow night up in Pittsburgh, I believe.
I'll tell you, that's a huge game, and I'm picking the Hurricanes to stomp Pittsburgh.
How do you define stomp?
I think it's going to be something like 27-10. I think the Hurricanes are going to blow in there and do some damage.
I don't know, my mighty Pitt Panthers. I think, Dave Wonstadt, isn't he the coach at Pitt now?
He's a defensive guy. He hadn't got a chance against Ja'Cory Harris and all that. All right, I'm picking Miami. On Saturday is a huge slate. Virginia Tech is playing Boston College up there. Should be a great game. 12 noon game. It's the ACC Network game on Raycom. Then NC State plays at Georgia Tech, also at 12 noon, and that's a big battle. You got Russell Wilson going up against Josh Nesbitt. You talk about a clash of titans. That's a good game. Wake Forest is playing at Florida State at 3:30. North Carolina's at Rutgers. Florida International travels to Maryland. And then, of course, you've got Mighty VMI traveling into Charlottesville to play Air Hoos. Army is at Duke. So quite a step down in games for Duke after tasting the likes of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
You know, Alabama and Army, they both start with the letter A.
Yeah, that's about the only similarity in the football field.
Now, do we have a caller over there? I can't tell if somebody's trying to get in with a comment or question before we go to our final break. No, it is not
lost,
a caller.
We lost the caller. Caller's vanished. One thing about the VMI game we've not talked about is three quarterbacks are playing for VMI. Not sure how that happens, but the coach there, Sparky Woods for VMI, has not been able to settle on a starting quarterback and stick with him. I know that Adam Morgan, who played at Dinwiddie, is one of those three quarterbacks in the mix. I think Cam Jones is one. And also, there's a young man whose name is Eric Corden Brock, is the best I can do. So they've got three quarterbacks, and that's no way to play college football.
Well, it's not an ideal situation, although I think our caller is back. I think it's Matt calling in with a comment or question. Are you there, Matt?
I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Frank. Hey, guys. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but could you guys comment real quick about Virginia's upcoming year schedule? What out-of-conference opponents that we've got lined up?
Oh, in future years?
Future years.
Yeah,
I know that
upcoming years. You got it.
Yeah, I know that UCLA is a big game, home and away series that's coming up in a few years.
And we got to return that visit to TCU. I don't know exactly what year they're going to do that.
Falls in there. Those are about the only ones that jump up in my memory.
I tell you, that's a very good question. That's trick the hosts here. We may not have that information, but that's something we'll maybe make sure we have next week and bring that up, because that is of interest to the fans, particularly both teams that are coming to Charlottesville and the road trips. Let's go to our final break right now. Matt, thanks for the call and the question, and we'll get you that answer. We will be back with just final thoughts of VMI predictions and other comments following our final messages of the evening.